So this is Drew Bischoff, and I'm here today with Brandon Hutchins from Claim the Web. And Brandon is part of a mastermind group that we're both in. And Brandon has been doing some really interesting stuff with marketing on Facebook. And so I've asked Brandon to come on today and just share a little bit about his experiences. So, Brandon, welcome to the call.
Hey, thanks, Drew. I appreciate you having me on the call today.
Hey, thanks for coming on. So you and I have been talking in our mastermind, and you've been sharing some pretty cool stories about the stuff you guys have done with some Facebook marketing. And in fact, I know it's kind of been, at first it didn't work out so well, and then it got a lot better. And so I'm really curious to hear you talk about how that's happened. So do you mind just telling everybody a little bit about that?
Yeah, that'd be great. So to kind of give a little bit of background on the story, probably about 9 months ago, maybe a year ago, as Drew and I were sitting in the mastermind group, he was talking about Facebook and the potential that everybody could have on Facebook, and gave some direction on some things that we should do, some things that we shouldn't do, and really we got really excited about it. And so we went to the hotel that night and stayed up, you know, till all hours of the night trying to put together some ads and some different campaigns within Facebook for one of our companies. And we were really excited about it, but we went about it really the wrong way. And what happened was we set up multiple campaigns within Facebook, and they were related to two different things. One of our campaigns was product-driven, so we were trying to get people to sign up as soon as they came to our landing page and purchase a product. And the second campaign we did was for an event that we were having, and so we had a geographic targeted campaign where we were showing our ad just to a specific region and trying to get people to sign up for an event that we were having in the area, but it also cost money. And so both cases, we were trying to get people to purchase a product or purchase the event. And to do that, we directed them to a landing page on our website, so we would run the Facebook ad, and then they'd be directed back to the site to learn more about the product or the event, and then ultimately, you know, hopefully capture their information and their payment. Well, what happened was, kind of the opposite of what we thought was going to happen, actually. During this time period, and I think if I remember correctly, it was about a 2-week period that we did this test, and it was very targeted just to people that had keywords that were relevant to you know, what we had going on with our products. And during the 2-week time period, we had about 5,000 people click on the ad. It was 4,980 to be exact. We were paying about 40 cents per click. And so it was really expensive compared to what everybody else was paying for their clicks at the time. And even, I think, compared to now, it was pretty expensive. We were getting a decent click-through rate for Facebook. We're getting about 1.4% click-through rate. And during that time period, we spent right around $2,000. So during 2 weeks, we ran the test. We spent two grand. And at the end, we had three people sign up. And we had... Yeah, it was sucked. It was really bad. We had three people purchase a product, and we had zero people, absolutely zero people, sign up for any sort of list because we weren't promoting a list or anything. And so, you know, we spent $2,000. We ended up coming out with about $200, and it was just a miserable, miserable failure for us.
Wow.
So anyway, that's how it...
Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead and finish your thought. You sounded like you had something else there.
Well, what I was going to say was, you know, so we were all gung-ho about Facebook, and we really wanted to get going on it and really wanted to expand to that marketing realm because we thought we could get a lot of good traffic from it, and it just was a miserable experience for us. And so we became really disappointed in it and really didn't want to do any further experimenting because we'd already spent so much and got so little in return. So we really stopped doing any sort of marketing with Facebook, you know, for several months after that just because of that one experience that we had.
Right. So it sounds like, I mean, to me, there's a couple of things that stand out. You were able to get quite a few. See, how many clicks did you say you got to this thing?
It was right around 5,000.
All right. So you did get quite a bit of traffic, really. But the problem was the traffic wasn't doing what you wanted it to do. And I think that's what you said, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, 5,000 clicks is pretty good for us. I mean, on Google, doing AdWords, for those same two campaigns, we were maybe about half of that traffic.
Wow.
And so really we got a lot of traffic out of it, but the same landing pages that converted well on Google, like, really didn't convert at all for Facebook. So.
Okay, and so just for everybody's sake, you're saying you sent this Facebook traffic to the same pages you were using for your Google ads?
Yeah, exact same page.
Okay. All right. Cool. So you had told me before we got on the call this morning that, you know, you guys, you went through and did this. But by the way, in your experience, would you recommend to other people who start a campaign on Facebook maybe to start out with a lower amount per day that they're willing to spend? Meaning it sounds like you kind of turned the thing on and just let it run and wound up maybe at least in part being disappointed because of the amount you wound up spending before you realized it wasn't going to work. Is there any lesson there that you can share with folks?
Yeah, well, I mean, our theory on that all along, not only with Facebook, but with any marketing sources, you know, if they can send us the traffic and it's qualified traffic, we're willing to pay whatever they can send us. And so that's what we do with Google, and that's what we do with our other marketing. And so we had the same philosophy going in when we did Facebook. And yeah, I think that was definitely a good lesson to learn because, you know, now if you start something out with Facebook, even if we're fairly confident that it's going to work well, we'll still knock down the daily spend limit, you know, to something that's a little bit reasonable, just so that we can make sure that's really going to convert before we start spending, you know, like in this case, we spent $2,000.
Right.
So yeah, I think that's definitely a good lesson.
Yeah. Okay. All right, cool. And so you were telling me this morning that then you came back several months later and kind of picked yourself up off the floor, so to speak, and said, all right, let's take another run at this. Let's do this differently. And as I remember, even from the story you shared about a month ago in Chicago when we were together, the results were dramatically different. So can you tell everybody, you know, what happened, what you did differently, and why it worked so much better?
Yeah, sure. So like I said before, we were really discouraged by the whole Facebook thing. And so we, for about 6 or 9 months, we like literally did nothing with Facebook. And we have a demographic for our company that really is involved with Facebook. I mean, we sent out a couple of emails just to our list that we had. And I mean, we had several thousand people sign up to be our friends. And at the time we just had a regular profile. We didn't even have a company page. And so we had a lot of people interested in Facebook, but we really just didn't do anything with it because of the experience we had. And so fast forward 6 or 9 months, we were at another event, Drew, and you and Brian were talking about Facebook again. And it was really the same type of concept. There were some new things that you guys brought up, but it was really the same type of concept. And so we really didn't change our mind about the experience that we had, but it did kind of get us excited again about Facebook, and we figured, well, let's at least try to do a few things with it and see if we can kind of turn around what happened before. So what we did is that forced us to actually go ahead and transfer all of our friends over to a company fan page. So we actually set up a whole new profile, set up a company fan page for the company, and then send out emails to our friends, inviting them to become, you know, fans at the time of our Facebook company page. And so that was the first step, and that's really as far as we wanted to take it at the time. But we started seeing a lot of good results for having a company fan page. It was completely different than having just a regular profile. And so we started getting a lot of interaction from our customers, and we started seeing sales coming through Facebook, and we weren't doing any advertising. And so it really kind of got us excited and motivated again to go in and test out some new things with the marketing in Facebook. And so what we did this time is, you know, because of some of your advice and just kind of based on our old last experience, we completely changed our mindset going into advertising on Facebook. Instead of sending, there was two dramatic changes, I think. One was we were not going to try to sell a product. We were going to give them something for free and get them on an autoresponder list that we could then market to later on. So that was the first mind shift there. And then the second one was that rather than sending them to a landing page that we use for Google, that we would just send them to the custom FBML tab in Facebook, and that we would put an autoresponder sign up there and get them to sign up, and then take our chances at marketing to those people through email and different things like that. And so what we did is we took our best performing opt-in on our website, and we customized it slightly to make it a little bit more related to Facebook and our Facebook users. And then we created a really simple HTML page. So we created this custom HTML page that we put on the FBML tab in Facebook. And basically it was just a big opt-in at the top, and then it had a couple paragraphs below the opt-in explaining what they were going to receive when they signed up. And the opt-in that they were signing up for was basically every 10 to 14 days they were going to receive another piece of information for us related to them starting their own business in this industry. And so we did that, and we had a really basic ad. It took us like 2 minutes to create this ad and took some of the same copy from a Google ad, but then customized it again to Facebook to make it a little bit more relevant. And we targeted everybody by keyword with their interests. And so it was really about the same type of market that we had the first time. It was just a different landing page and different ad copy. And during about 3 weeks that we ran this, we had a little over 22,000 clicks.
Wow.
And this time we were paying, it was a ton of clicks, a lot of traffic. And we were paying about 28 cents per click. Now, keep in mind that the second experiment, we actually were only paying about 7 cents per click. And we were doing that for a long time. But I started to increase the amount that we were willing to spend, and I started to add additional segment, different demographics into the mix that increased the amount of traffic we were getting. And because I did that, our cost per clicks kind of slowly went up. So overall, we ended up having a 28 cents cost per click.
Okay, but still, that's 12 cents less than what you paid on the first experiment.
Yeah, exactly. 12 cents less, and the same type of keywords that we were going after here on Google cost us well over $1. So it was dramatically, smaller than what we were used to paying.
Wow. Okay. So you reduced your click cost, and you said you got 5,000 clicks the first time and 22,000 clicks the second time. Now, what was the time frame this second time that you got those 22,000 clicks?
This was a three-week period, so it was 1 week longer than the first experiment that we did, but it was still, it's still a ton more clicks.
Yeah, a ton of traffic. Now, can you talk about, what was your opt-in rate and, how was, what were the results of getting all those people to that page?
Yeah, sure. So 22,000 clicks during 3 weeks, and so the total cost to us was about $6,500. And again, that was a lot cheaper than what we were paying through Google at the time, so it was working out pretty good for us. During that time period, we had 7,400 people sign up for our opt-in. So let me just do the math real quick here. So that was a 33% opt-in rate. And what we did is once we got a whole bunch of people on an autoresponder list, I think it was about 10 days into running this 3-week experiment. And about 10 days into it, it was a weekend, and we just wanted to see if we could then get the Facebook traffic to convert into sales, because we had them on an autoresponder list, which is great, but we really wanted to get money out of it because we had spent, $6,500. So what we did is we came up to a weekend, and everybody was already into their autoresponder series, but we threw in another email that basically said, hey, thank you for becoming a fan or liking our Facebook company page. We really appreciate you coming and joining us. We hope you're enjoying your emails that you're getting. By the way, this weekend only, we're giving you 20% off all products on our website. Click here now. And we gave them a promotional code to use over the weekend. And I don't know the exact number of people that that were signed up at the time. Again, we had 7,400 people at the end of the 3 weeks, but we were only about 10 days into it. So I imagine it was probably like around 4,000 or 5,000 people. And from that email that we sent out, we generated over $10,000 worth of sales within 2 days. Over a Saturday, Sunday period.
Wow.
And it was a really good sell. And the total sales during that 3-week period from the same people that signed up for the autoresponder list was a little bit over $20,000.
Nice.
So it was a huge switch from the first time. The first time we lost a whole bunch of money. This time we pretty much about tripled what we put into it when everything was said and done. And those autoresponders are continually going. We're still getting people purchasing things from those autoresponders. That was just what was sold during that 3-week period. So.
Right. Wow, that's a tremendous turnaround from what seemed like kind of falling on your face to begin with there. So that's
great. Yeah, it really was. It really opened our eyes to how much traffic is out there on Facebook and what we can do with it if we applied some correct principles to it.
Sure. Well, and that's the message that we're trying to get out to folks is there is a lot of potential in Facebook, and you gotta maybe do some experimenting with it, but it's definitely there, and you guys have proven that it's not only there, but you can tap into it and you can make money with it, and you're getting your clicks way cheaper and you're engaging people. That's awesome. Well, cool. Well, is there anything else that you would leave with folks? Any other, quick tips or things as they take their own first foray into Facebook marketing?
Well, definitely. I mean, just a couple of closing thoughts. One is definitely, I think, and maybe different industries will be a little bit differently, but I strongly feel that if you direct your traffic from Facebook to your Facebook company page, that you'll do a lot better than forcing them to leave the Facebook community and then go back later. I think that's a huge thing. You and I talked about, you know, limiting the amount you're willing to spend per day at first until you can have your hands wet and you're ready to get into it a little bit more. And the last thing that I would say is I would definitely break out your campaigns really specifically. I tend to break out my campaigns by, you know, I'll focus on certain keywords in a profile, and then if I know my demographic for a company, I'll focus on just the demographics and not necessarily the keywords. And there's different ways to slice and dice the information in Facebook, but I would definitely keep those separate because, like I said, in the second time that we ran this experiment, we were getting some clicks as low as 7 cents per click, and our average at the end was 28 cents, which means we were spending a lot more for certain types of traffic. I think some of the traffic that we were getting, we were spending over like 60 or 70 cents, and so it made our average go up quite a bit from 7 cents. And the only way that I would have known that is, you know, to break them out and to really evaluate what price we were paying for different types of traffic.
Right. All right, cool, man. This is awesome stuff. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today. I'm even more excited just to hear you talk, and I've been studying this thing for a year and a half. So that's really cool to hear that turnaround you guys made. For the people that are listening, I have never heard that story in that detail. I knew that Brandon and the guys over at Claim the Web had done this, but I just didn't know the details of it. So that's really cool to hear the story. So, man, thanks a lot for coming on. I really appreciate it. And we'll if I don't see you any other time, I'll definitely see you in October.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, sir. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Brandon.